Right, good morning, everyone. Can I extend a very warm welcome to Helen Parker, the New Zealand Prime Minister, and say, Helen, how delighted and honoured we are to have you here in Downing Street and to have you here in Britain. I remember from my visit to New Zealand earlier in this year what a fantastic occasion it was, and how much I enjoyed it. And the relationship between our two countries, indeed between our two governments, is a very, very strong one, for all sorts of historical reasons, of course, but and some of those historical reasons we will reflect on with the New Zealand Memorial tomorrow. But actually today it's a relationship that is as much about the present and the future as the past. I'd like, if I may, to take the chance of congratulating you on the aspiration to be a carbon neutral economy. I think for New Zealand to give this type of leadership at this time is a tremendous signal to send right across the world. And I think whether it's on climate change or on world trade, where again our two countries work closely together in order to make sure that we have the right rules for an international trading system, or indeed in the work that we're doing together in Afghanistan, there's an immense amount of common ground. And as we were reflecting in our discussion over breakfast, there is a common group of values and a shared set of purposes that unite New Zealand and the United Kingdom in a very profound and special way. And that's one of the reasons why I think the relationship is so strong today, that both of us recognise that countries pursue their interests, of course, but the more those interests are founded on strong and shared values, particularly when those values are those of democracy and liberty and openness to the world, then the better it is for both our countries. So it's a tremendous pleasure to welcome you here today. And as you know, there are many New Zealand people who are over in this country, widely liked and respected as well, and many Brits that come over to New Zealand. So it's a tremendous relationship, and one that's based on genuine affection. And I'm personally very delighted to see you here today.
Thank you, Tony. And obviously Saturday is a very big day for New Zealand in London, a day when you and the Queen will come and see our New Zealand Memorial dedicated. We're very appreciative of that, and also appreciative of the attention you've paid the New Zealand relationship. We see the relationship with Britain as special. Certainly we're part of a shared community of values, and although the relationship has a lot of legs historically, it has huge contemporary legs. We find when we sit down on issues like climate change, like trade, we're talking the same language. And the British government has been a champion within the G8, the EU and other forums of positions which we ourselves strongly advocate. We've had the opportunity today to talk a little about where the Nairobi negotiations on climate change might go. I've been greatly comforted by the reaction of the Prime Minister and the Chancellor of Exchequer and the Foreign Secretary when I've raised the issue of food miles. I don't believe that's going to get any traction whatsoever with the British government. And on the issues of trade, Britain is working as strongly as it can within its circles to ensure we try to get some revival of the Doha round, which is pretty critical for confidence in the world economy at the present time.
Thanks very much, Helen. Right, we've got time for one question each.
Mark Saunders, BBC.
Prime Minister, should the British public be frightened by what the head of MI5 had to say about the state of the terrorist threat in this country?
I mean, I've been saying, as you know, for several years that this terrorist threat is very real. It's been building up over a long period of time. It's not just in this country, as we've seen recently from incidents in India, France, other parts of the world. This is a threat that has grown up over a generation. I think she's absolutely right in saying that it will last a generation, and it can only be combated in the end, not just by proper measures on security. And we are looking again at how we strengthen our terrorism laws. Again, something I've been saying for a long time, we need to make sure that that's the case. But in addition to that, that we take on and combat the poisonous propaganda of those people that warp and pervert the minds, particularly of younger people. Because in the end,
the values that we have and hold dear in this country that are about democracy and tolerance and liberty and respect for people of other faiths are the values that will defeat those values of hatred and division and sectarianism. So it's a very long and deep struggle, this, here and right around the world, but we've got to stand up and be counted for what we believe in, and to take the fight to those that want to entice young people into what is in the end not just something that is wicked and violent, but something that is utterly futile in terms of the future.
This may be the last time that you meet together here at Downing Street, go through the ritual. Have you said your farewells?
Well, I don't kind of look at it like that, and you never know what happens. Helen's welcome back here at any point in time.
Yeah,
thank you. I think, you know, the most important thing for us, because whether I'm Prime Minister or not, is the relationship between our two countries. And I think you will find, whatever happens in the future, you know, after I've stopped being Prime Minister, you'll find that relationship incredibly strong, because it is based on shared values. And I found, I have to say most particularly with Helen as Prime Minister, there has been a sense here in Britain of New Zealand, you know, obviously a successful country in its own right, but also projecting itself in the world in a way that it gives a lot of hope and strength to those people who are following the same types of lines, whether it's on openness and trade or climate change or trying to make sure that, for example, at the Commonwealth meetings, when she and I have united together to say democracy and governance is important for people in Africa as well. So, you know, I think this is a relationship that is going to continue to go from strength to strength, because it's got very firm foundations, not just in history, but as we've both been saying, in contemporary terms as well. Okay, many thanks, everyone.